Awaken, my dark master. I have wonderful, wonderful news. It's taken much blood, sweat, and toil, but I've managed to gather more followers. Oh, I assure you that I will release you soon. Together, we will free you from your prison of flesh and bring you to full power. As it is prophesied, you will peel away your mortal form and take your place as ruler of this base, wretched world. Yes, I know you meant that you want me to unchain you. Please understand, I am acting in your best interest. Without your memories, you believe yourself to be a mere mortal. I know you don't think you want this, but when you return to your true self, you'll understand that I was only aiding you in your dark purpose. I've prepared a ritual room more appropriate for the occasion. In a moment, I'll bring you there to meet your new worshippers. It was quite an ordeal to get them all here, if I'm being honest. I don't think many of them truly believe in you. At least, not yet. And those that do, well, they seem to think that you'll give them something in return for releasing you. Worry not. I'm only making use of them. So you're not obligated to honor their wishes. But until the ritual's complete, please play along. I hope you'll forgive me for not giving you the following that you deserve. They are lacking in faith and devotion, but I'll do my best to make up for the difference. Hopefully their presence and their blood will be sufficient to complete the ritual this time. Now, I'll unchain you from the bed, but I'll keep a grip on you. In your current state, you can't overpower me, so please don't try. I've intentionally underfed you to weaken your mortal side to make the ritual go more smoothly. This way, my master. The rest of the cult of Koresh awaits. Oh, devotees of Koresh, bow your heads. Your master stands before you. Do not be fooled by their weak mortal prison. This one is, beyond all possibility of doubt, the master of darkness. Through our combined efforts, we will awaken our revered master and establish a kingdom of shadow and fear in their name. Before we begin the ritual, master, I promised some of your new followers that I would introduce you. First, we have Aaron, the first aside from me to join your cult. He thinks this is a good way of freaking out his parents, which I suppose is true. Next is Natasha. She owes me a favor. Here, we have a group I met hanging out under the local bridge. They humbly request that when you come to power, that you provide them with, women and booze. Their words. We also have the local chapter of the Paranormal Investigation Society. They've asked that in exchange for their participation, that you eliminate the Royal Institute of Skeptics, whom they seem to dislike. Now, let's begin. As before, I will take a drop from you, Master. Please hold still. Now, each of you will come forward and add a drop of your own blood to the bowl. Yes, that includes you, Aaron. I told you we would be making a blood sacrifice. Just come here and get it over with. Good, good. Now, everybody chant, just as we practiced. Just to remind you, Master, take a deep breath of the smoke once I light the incense and start the incantation. the black wort which sprang from the blood of your ethereal form, and the blood of your physical form, and that of your followers, will unlock the memories and allow you to regain your full might. Oh, Koresh, ruler of night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen. Since before time, you have skulked and lied and manipulated from within the true shadow. The time is at hand for you to hide no more, but to bring about the age of midnight. Darkness shall fall, and you will walk brazenly and openly among mortal kind. Your rule shall be wise and great and terrible, and all shall live under your shadow as you once lived under ours. Awake, mighty Koresh!
Well? Do you feel any different, my master? Is this still not enough? Well, I don't know what else I can do for you. I'm not charismatic enough to draw people to the cause. Is this it? No, I'm not giving up so easily.
Everyone, more blood! Quiet, Natasha! You're still bleeding from the prick, so why do you care? More blood now!
Okay. Let's try this again. Back to the chanting. Oh, Koresh, ruler of night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen. Since before time you have skulked and lied and manipulated from within the true shadow. The time is at hand for you to hide no more, but to bring about the age of midnight. Darkness shall fall, and you will walk brazenly and openly among mankind. No, wait. Mortal kind? Your rule shall be...
It's not real, is it? I made all of this up. I had a stupid fever dream and I ran with it. I spent months chasing some sort of freakish fantasy. I kidnapped somebody. I kept you in a dark room and starved you. What have I done? I can't believe I... Hey, are you okay? You look sort of... What's happening? Wait, is this... Yes! I knew it! Awaken, Master of Darkness! Rise, oh mighty Koresh!
Oh, God! What? Whoa, what's happened to them?
It's like everybody else is being drained of their blood.
Wow! I mean, oh wow.
I don't think I was ready for this.
Oh, jeez.
I thought peeling away your mortal form was metaphorical. I think I'm gonna be sick. Did
it work?
Do you remember yourself, mighty Koresh? Oh, then it's true. Oh, my glorious master. I'm so thrilled to see you in your true form. I'm so sorry that I doubted you, even for a moment. Of course, I will gladly accept instruction from you, my master. But, what exactly was I misinformed about? Oh, so you haven't reached full strength, then. Please excuse my ignorance. To my weak mortal eyes, you appear to be absolutely radiating power and darkness. Was the ritual not designed to grant you all of your power? I was, under the impression that...
I apologize from the deepest depths of my heart. You are completely correct. That ritual was severely lacking. A dark god of such power as yours does deserve better. It was entirely due to my own failings. I am so terribly sorry that my weakness led to an incomplete resurrection. Was there, anything else I did wrong? I see. When the instruction said the high priest must bask in glorious despair, I assumed that it meant that I was successful. So when I started to give up hope, that was actually what the ritual was missing? Wow. If not for that, I never would have been able to awaken you. Well, in that case, please accept my heartfelt words of contrition. If it is pleasing to you, O ruler of night, I will offer all my remaining lifeblood to you in penance. Though, I mean, actually, back there, everyone else did have their blood drained. That was so you could draw as much power as you could from them, like, right? Why was I alone spared? Really? Even after all my mistakes? Am I still worthy of being your high priestess? Oh, I'm honored. I swear to you, I will never fail you again so long as I live. Oh, thank you, my beloved master. If possible, I would like to begin righting my wrongs immediately. Is there anything I can do for you? Your visions taught me much, but there's still so little that I know about your needs. Does a god require food? Of course. Let's see. I think one of my neighbors keeps some live chickens. Would those do as a sacrifice? At least for now? Then I will fetch them immediately. Oh, before I go, how do we go about bringing out your full power, Dark Master? Is it possible to do so? I would never forgive myself if I learned that this was permanent. More followers. Yes. Yes, of course. Of course. I'll do my best. I haven't had much luck prior to this, but I can figure out something. Wait, really? You'll help me? Oh, you are so generous. With your aid, people will flock to you. We'll be able to find a home more fitting for your glorious self. Get you proper sacrifices. I am so thrilled. Okay, I'm gonna go get those chickens. And after I provide you with your sacrifices, I would love to hear a little bit of your plans for this world. If it pleases you, of course. Oh, Master, I am so happy I was right. I will remain your most devoted worshiper for all of time.